Welcome to the Christmas Coup Comedy Players. That's the CCCP and the monthly Laughing Nightmare. With David Dozer, John McDonough, Paul Fisher, Mike Squire, Robert Knight, Scooter, the Capital Steps, the great Will Durst, me, Janet Coleman, and Randy Credico as the president, the 43rd president of the United States. And now, 92,000 pages later, on with the show.
Guard sweet freedom's door.
Guard sweet freedom's door.
Guard sweet freedom's door.
In the dunes, the dance,
in the dunes, the dance, the watch fire.
A nation,
a nation torn by war. She's far too young to die. You can see it in her eye. She's not yet begun to fly. It's time to let mighty eagles
direct from our newsroom in New York. This is Paul Fisher for the CCCP News. It's official, former Vice President Dick Cheney has no pulse. His newly implanted LVAD, or left ventricle assist device, circulates his blood in a continuous flow. No immediate word on whether BP provided Cheney with a blowout preventer. In a rare moment of self-reflection, National Public Radio has changed its name to just NPR, just the initials. That's right, NPR now stands for nothing. Repeating our top story, Dick Cheney is alive and well and without a pulse.
Have a heart, have a heart, have a heart, 16666, and I'll know the part.
Direct from our newsroom in New York, this is Paul Fisher for the CCCP News.
In Illinois, there are some folks who say, I'm no worse than the next guy. But the thing you have to weigh, the next guy just got sent to jail today. Come buy from me, come buy today. It's really neat, it's a Senate seat, and it's listed on eBay. Just text your Amex number right away. Come buy from me, my prices are real swell. To chief exec, you can write the check, 'cause I learned my lesson well. A Blagojevich is way too hard to spell. And I'll be including, 'cause my prices are a steal in the deal. Wrigley Field, 'cause here in Chicago, you can still vote if you're dead. Put the bread in the bangs up here on my forehead, though it's neat to sell a seat this way. Well, you can bet that I'm gonna get my own cell any day, where my seat's gonna someday be for sale, they say. And soon I will be rooming with O.J.
This program is dedicated to Shirley Sherrod of the Department of Agriculture of the United States for recent events about which I'm sure you've heard, in which she was the target of misbehavior by three parties, the so-called Tea Party, known to us as the TP of America, the negrophobic administration of President Barack Obama, and Benjamin Jealous, the head of the NAACP. All three of these entities, the TP, the president, and the NAACP, combined to take hearsay and conduct what is, as far as we know, the first modern-day electronic lynching by BlackBerry of a black woman on the side of the road. Yes, indeed. You know, I suppose in Washington nowadays there's more than one kind of cultural terrorist in regard to what happened to Shirley Sherrod. And there is Osama bin Laden, and then again there is Obama bin Jealous.
And that was Robert Knight from the back of the bus to under the bus report.
Oh my God, I cannot believe you just said that.
I'm sorry. And that was Robert Knight with the missed pun report.
And now, a yuppie scum moment. The New York City Council has rejected a proposal to have the sanitation department remove and trash ghost bikes. Ghost bikes are the ones you see around town that are painted white, have flowers, and a memorial plaque for the biker who was run down and killed at that spot. But let's not forget the uppie scum who proposed sending ghost bikes out with the trash. Yeah, I know, it's a bummer when you see a ghost bike. It reminds you of your higher insurance rates after your boomer BMW or other fine car had to be refurbished. What with all that biker blood, bone bits, and brain matter stuck to your bumper. Maybe you could try not using your iPhone apps while driving, so you might see bikers and not kill them with your fuel-injected two-ton phallic symbol. This has been a Yuppie Scum Moment.
Assassinating any United States citizens today, Barack?
I've got a few on my list, Michelle.
Like who?
Lockerbie bomber Al Megrahi.
Al Megrahi's not a U.S. citizen.
I'm going to confer citizenship on him.
Well, what do Rahm and Dave think?
They don't think anything.
Oh?
They just don't want me to appear to be a radical Muslim socialist.
Mm. Bo needs a bath. Help me get him into the tub, Barack.
Okay, Michelle. All right.
The girls really don't want to run a lemonade stand. I asked them.
It would help my poll numbers if my own children would appear to embrace capitalism at least a little bit.
Maybe we can get them into a little game of Monopoly before dinner.
I will be the bank.
We don't need someone to be the bank. The bank runs itself.
It's easy to think so, Michelle.
Because it's true, Barack.
Why is there water all over the floor?
It's not WikiLeaks.
Bo. Stop flashing, Bo.
Bo is a water dog, Barack.
In the game of Monopoly, it works better if one person is in charge of the bank.
Damn, Bo. As long as it's not Charlie Rangel.
I have no comment on Charlie Rangel.
And I think the girls should be in charge of houses and hotels.
No, that's the bank's job.
It doesn't have to be.
It says so in the rules.
Perhaps the girls can manage the funds that are collected from a fine.
Well, why would the... why would they do that, Michelle, manage the funds collected from fines?
So they could award them to a player who lands on free parking.
Now, that's not in the rules, and I won't allow it.
It's a variation. Many people play that way.
It encourages sloth. It sends the wrong message.
I think you should win a prize if you roll the dice and land on free parking.
The prize you win for landing on free parking is that it's free, and you don't have to pay anything.
You should win the jackpot of fines collected by the bank.
That money belongs to the bank.
The bank has plenty of money.
The bank does not award prizes.
What about bank error in your favor? Collect $200 from the bank?
Bo, will you relax? Now, you are referring to the community chest card.
Could be a chance card. Community chest. I don't know.
It's a community chest card.
It says the bank has to pay you $200.
No one ever draws that card when I am the bank.
Why not?
Because I remove it from the pack and set it aside.
Who says you can do that?
It's a prerogative of the bank.
Who says it is?
Bo, the bank says it is. That's who.
And that's why we don't need a bank.
All right, Bo, will you please?
Nice, Bo.
I want some more coconut ice cream.
We've got plenty. Someone ordered gallons of it.
Well, I did.
Huh?
Bo, because a radical Muslim socialist does not eat coconut ice cream.
And a coconut ice cream fancier would most likely have been born in Hawaii.
Honolulu.
Aloha.
Hey guys, Wilderst here, wondering what the hell is wrong with the GOP. Are they mean, reckless, or just plain blind? They gotta see that reinforcing their stereotype as the party of the rich is not a good idea. They have said no, hell no, to every budget proposal floated their way, yet are willing to make an exception to give money to the rich. Rich, 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 rich. Curious mantra. Now, during an election year, it's like hitting the upstairs maid with a splinter 2x4 while conducting interviews for a new butler. Word gets out. People talk. You hear things. Republican senators blocked 3 attempts to extend unemployment insurance and bragged about it. They wanted Democrats to come up with cuts in other programs to make it budget neutral. Which makes a certain amount of sense. You want to eat this week? Then put that video game back on the shelf, mister. Don't give me that face. I'll give you something to cry about. The problem is, Republicans only triple-lock their wallets when a Democrat is in the White House. When George W. Bush was president, they used pneumatic tubes to siphon money from the Capitol as quick as possible. A trillion for the pharmaceuticals here, a couple trillion for some preemptive wars there, another trillion in tax cuts for the rich. It's obvious Mitch McConnell's intent is to deny Obama any political victory while suck it up to the Tea Partiers with his newly unearthed fiscal responsibility. But he's got to remember that people without jobs read newspapers, too, in libraries. As a matter of fact, they often have an excess of free time to campaign and stuff envelopes and get out the vote. It's easy to understand why Republicans hate giving money to the poor. Poor people are icky, and they never know which fork to use, and those shoes... But most importantly, poor people seldom top any respected list of major political campaign donors. As opposed to the rich, who understand money gets you access, and access provides influence, and before you know it, you're in the back room of the Capitol Grill on your second pitcher of margaritas, helping write regulations that allow lethal doses of magnesium in 2% milk. So, although they talk the budget neutrality talk, they don't walk the budget neutrality walk. Same time they're wishing the jobless lots of luck fighting with dogs for food, they're lobbying to extend Bush's tax cuts to the rich. And budget neutrality can take a flying leap off a short pier into a crashing sea of toxic sludge. See, tax cuts are different. That's not welfare for the rich. That's playing the magic note on the economic flute that calls the trickle-down fairy to fly from capitalist heaven and carry us away to a nice, warm, free market bath. I don't know about you. I'm getting a mite suspicious of the alkaline nature of this whole trickle-down thing. Good time to invest in a trickle-down umbrella. Available for one day only this November 2nd. For the CCCP, I'm Will Durst.
As a reporter, you tell me how you confirmed that the incident that she's talking about was 24 years ago. You tell me as a reporter how CNN put on a person today who purported to be the farmer's wife. What did you do to find out whether or not that was the actual farmer's wife? I mean, if you're going to accuse me of a falsehood, tell me where you confirmed that this incident happened 24 years ago. This is Shirley Sherrod trying to save her job. why aren't you doing your reporting? You're going off of her word that the farmer's wife is the farmer's wife. What type of extra reporting have you done on this?
We're doing quite a bit of reporting all day long. I can assure you.
Show me then what is the exculpatory evidence? What exists on that video that will help make that racist, her racist sentiments go away?
His radio offer you'll want to take advantage of. An offer made by Spinoza's Torah Center, located in the heart of downtown Muskogee.
Right now, you can get not three, not four, but five books of Moses for only $2.98. And if you act right away, you'll also receive not eight, not nine, but 10 commandments engraved on not one, but two stone tablets provided by the Unger Pakshket Monument Company.
Friends and neighbors, this ain't no Schlafer Dicker hype. No, sir. We know a lot of you folks out there always yearn to study the Torah, but you just didn't have the time. Well, now you can and do.
And if you act right away, friends, we will include absolutely free and no cost to you your choice of a personalized day glow menorah or a combination tablecloth and prayer shawl.
Y'all get on down to Spinoza's Torah Center, where the folks always say,
God isn't dead, he's only sleeping. Yes, he's sleeping in that bedroom in the sky, and I know that he'll awaken by and by. So when you say your prayers to the man upstairs, remember God isn't dead. He's only sleeping.
Hi, Snip.
We are Republican members of the Judiciary Committee.
Harumph, harumph, harumph.
And we are very concerned about Supreme Court Justice nominee Elena Kagan.
Harumph.
Well said. The right will fight Obama's pick tonight, 'cause we still have a Robert Bork grudge. Her height is slight, perhaps a bill we'll write. You must be at least this tall to judge. There's rumors flying, something awful. I hear she once played softball.
That means she's gay?
It might.
It was revealed that when she played, she stayed in left field. Not right.
Let's be polite. The plus side is she's white, but that's where our support for her ends.
She might excite this aging court.
That's right.
Now to this court, legal briefs means depends. Forget her, we
have found a justice whose views do not disgust us. So let us all unite. Facebook campaigns convinced us that Obama should name Betty White.
We will sodomize your sons, the emblems of your feeble masculinity. We shall seduce your sons in their schools, in your dormitories, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups, in your theater bathrooms. Wherever young men are together, our only God is
thou
handsome young men.
Thou shalt not defend thy gender. Thou shalt not
sodomize your sons.
Thou
the emblems of your feeble mass of your feeble mass finds your sons.
Thou
the
shalt not
we will sodomize your sons.
Thou shalt
the emblems of your feeble mass, feeble masculinity.
Thou shalt
the
not
mass, the emblems of your femininity. The emblems of your feeble masculinity. We shall feeble masculinity. We shall seduce your sons. We shall seduce your sons and seduce your sons and your sons in their your sons' schools, in your dormitories, in your sons. The emblems of your feeble masculinity.
In their while we change the lane, while we just
riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus. Riding, riding with my top down, down, top down. Riding with my top down, listening to this Jesus music.
If you hear that bass bang, bang, and you see us in the streets, that stuff your boys playing, man, it's gonna be them Jesus beats. That stuff we bumping ain't.
And welcome to CCNN. And with us on the line, just fresh off the 700 Club, is the Reverend Pat Robertson. And the topic I wanted to cover with him today is that we're now getting the sad news that Tony Hayward of British Petroleum, who has done so much to employ people in the Gulf of Mexico, hiring people for the environment, to clean up the environment, is stepping down from British Petroleum. The Reverend Pat Robertson, what should he do now? And should we have forgiveness for him?
I think that he should probably open a whole bunch of businesses that continue to destroy the planet and try to get this mission to reunite the good people with the Lord and have Armageddon come. We need people like him who are planting the seeds of destruction. And he's doing this is God's work. It's taken too long. We've been planning the burning of the planet through global warming, and it's just not going fast enough. So we need to pull the plug on things like where the oil is. And I think he's a great man, and we hope that he probably becomes Saint Hayward.
Well, maybe he could do for Nigeria what he's done for the Gulf of Mexico.
I think that's the next place. Maybe to Iran and unplug all their oils, burn it all up. If I'm not going to control it myself, you may as well burn it all up. If it's not going to be in my domain, then they may as well burn it all up.
And I always know when you travel, Reverend Robertson, you always travel with the former president of the United States, George W. Bush. If you could put him on, I want to ask him more political questions about what's going on around the world.
Seems to be in a slumber right now. I don't know what he's doing. You know, he keeps putting this crap up his nose to wake up. Get over here. God bless America. America's great nation. America's greatest nation in the land. We're fighting cicadas, al-Qaeda, locatas.
Now, President Bush, there's been during the week a leak of military documents onto the Internet and New York Times. And also, President Obama is asking for $37 billion more dollars for the war in Afghanistan. And the Department of Defense has stated that they can't find the last $6 billion. Do you think this is a good strategy?
I think they're going to have to find ways to get it. People have to, without taxing the rich, they're going to have to tax poor people more. Just tax more poor people. Tax everyone that's poor. Get all their cash. Put these people on subway trains, raise money. Take it from the Salvation Army. That's a good way to get the Salvation people out there. Tell them we got to support war so we can put them to work picking up the bodies.
So do you
think bodies to pick up? We don't have war. What's the Salvation Army going to do? Down outside with the Red Cross picking up bodies. So they should be donating their money so they can have jobs.
Now,
yesterday was a good day for us. We killed 55 people, and I think one of them was with Al-Qaeda. Maybe not. We only killed 54 civilians.
That's close enough. Now, the Reverend Robertson said you were over-snoozing, but I understand that you're writing a book, and it's going to be one of the greatest books to come out since My Pet Goat. What will be in this book about your memoirs, about your time as president?
A lot of finger paintings.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're doing a lot of finger painting in these books. You know how long it takes to cover a whole book with words? I'm using a 28 font. That's not big enough. I'd like to put one symbol on each page.
Now, will there be anything about the war?
Which war?
The wars that you started. Will there be anything in the
I
book
have nothing
about
to do
that?
With these things. My father and Clinton got me involved in this. I just held the bag for him. Then I was the bad guy, and then we brought in my brother Obama to take the bag away from me so people would be all messed up. I took all the heat. And so Obama came in, and that's really me. That ain't Obama, that's me. I'm still in the White House.
Now
I'm still in the White House. Your Petraeus is still there. Where's all those people I move on? You see, I decided to change colors. I changed my name to Obama, but I'm still there. You ever see me and Obama together in the same picture?
No, you can say
that's
that.
Right.
No.
You never see me. I'm there. I just cut my hair. I play basketball, smoke a cigarette once in a while, but I got the war going. I got Petraeus over here. Petraeus did not Petraeus. He got me some nice skin tone here.
Well, listen, any more words or advice to the President Obama now that he went on The View?
I think you're doing fine. No, any advice to myself? I told you I am Obama. I'm going to give myself advice. Okay, do this again in 8 more years. Pretend like Obama's gone and put me back in. Just one president, my friend. I'll be there forever.
Just never ends.
Never ends. I'm always there. Always there.
Just never ends.
Never ends. I'm always there. Always there.
And I hear the
And drumming. I want to thank Obama for, and Chuck Schumer's a good man, too. Like Chuck Schumer. Able to get that kid off the ballot. I think it's fine.
Well, that's called democracy. What do you think? You live in Baghdad? Come on. Well, listen, what do you think about the new global warming report saying that because of the hot weather, there's going to be a bumper crop of opium in Afghanistan this year? So there is some
That was our intention, man. It worked. We need a lot of heroin out there. Support. Support the war. Buy heroin. Buy U.S. bonds and heroin. Support that war effort. I want people out there to get only U.S. made smack.
So do you think we can bring down the price of heroin
it's
then?
My wife. I hope not. It's my life. I do
well, you want
as it is at this price.
So
it's any cheaper. I'll be on around the clock. I'll never be away.
Well,
I'm just joking there. I'm just joking around.
Yes, yes.
Of course I want to see the price come down.
It's my wife, and it's my life, because a manor to my vein leads to a center in my head, and then I'm better off than dead.
Listening to the CCCP Monthly Laughing Nightmare Special on the Inner Side Radio Program with me, your host, Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.